Вариант 15. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат два раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A. Dear students, we are very glad that you've chosen our summer language school, and we'll do our best to make your time here pleasant and useful. Apart from the English classes, which are held every day of the week, including Saturdays and Sundays, you can join our Spanish club. The Spanish club welcomes you every Friday, from 6 till 9 p.m. Anyone can take part in these weekly sessions. Our teachers will arrange the activities in groups of different levels. Text B.
Hi, Mom. I can't wait to tell you the news. Just listen. Your daughter, Lucy Brown, has won the Space Research Contest for school children. And has been awarded first prize, which is a telescope. Now we will all be able to enjoy the night sky from home. It's much more interesting than going to the planetarium. The telescope is not large. In fact, it's an amateur version. I saw the same one on a TV show on the educational channel. See you at home. We're celebrating today, aren't we?
Text C.
Do you like our town, Tim?
Yes, Anne. It's nice and quiet. Have you always lived here?
Yes, I have hardly ever left it. It's nice. You are right. Especially the orchard garden next to the river. I go there when I feel sad or happy.
Sounds like you really like it.
Yes, it's a special place for me.
Look, could you show me a bit of your town? I'd like to see the old tower in the center.
It's a museum now, not really interesting.
Anyway, and the main pedestrian street with all its craft shops. I'd like to buy some souvenirs there. And that wonderful orchard garden of yours, of course. Text D. Hi, Lucy. I didn't know you were back from holiday.
Oh, Sam, we returned yesterday. Our flight was delayed by 5 hours. Can you imagine that?
Yes, I can. Delays and crowds in the airport are the reasons why we prefer cars to planes. We are going to the seaside on Friday. By car, of course.
Right. The car is convenient in many ways.
We also need to take lots of luggage, including diving masks, flippers, and my surfboard. The car will hold all of that.
Looks like it's going to be a great holiday. Send me photos, will you? Now I need to be off for the train station. My granny's arriving on the 6 o'clock train.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A. Dear students, we are very glad that you've chosen our summer language school, and we'll do our best to make your time here pleasant and useful. Apart from the English classes, which are held every day of the week, including Saturdays and Sundays, you can join our Spanish club. The Spanish club welcomes you every Friday from 6 till 9 p.m. Anyone can take part in these weekly sessions. Our teachers will arrange the activities in groups of different levels. Text B.
Hi, Mom. I can't wait to tell you the news. Just listen. Your daughter, Lucy Brown, has won the Space Research Contest for school children and has been awarded first prize, which is a telescope. Now we will all be able to enjoy the night sky from home. It's much more interesting than going to the planetarium. The telescope is not large. In fact, it's an amateur version. I saw the same one on a TV show on the educational channel. See you at home. We're celebrating today, aren't we?
Text C.
Do you like our town, Tim?
Yes, Anne. It's nice and quiet. Have you always lived here?
Yes, I have hardly ever left it. It's nice. You are right. Especially the orchard garden next to the river. I go there when I feel sad or happy.
Sounds like you really like it.
Yes, it's a special place for me.
Look, could you show me a bit of your town? I'd like to see the old tower in the center.
It's a museum now, not really interesting.
Anyway, and the main pedestrian street with all its craft shops. I'd like to buy some souvenirs there. And that wonderful orchard garden of yours, of course. Text D. Hi, Lucy. I didn't know you were back from holiday.
Oh, Sam, we returned yesterday. Our flight was delayed by 5 hours. Can you imagine that?
Yes, I can. Delays and crowds in the airport are the reasons why we prefer cars to planes. We are going to the seaside on Friday. By car, of course.
Right. The car is convenient in many ways.
We also need to take lots of luggage, including diving masks, flippers, and my surfboard. The car will hold all of that.
Looks like it's going to be a great holiday. Send me photos, will you? Now I need to be off for the train station. My granny's arriving on the 6 o'clock train.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about sport. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A. I'm not athletic at all, though I used to go swimming. Now I just do it for fun and for exercise. And it seems boring to me as a spectator. However, if there's a football match on, here I am in front of the screen, afraid to miss a minute of it. I don't play it, but that doesn't really matter. I do my best not to miss a single match. Quite often, my friends and I go to the stadium to support Liverpool, my all-time favourite team. We always wear our red scarves and sing the team songs. Speaker B.
Swimming has been something that I have done all my life, and also a bit of water polo and diving. All these are really good sports. However, now I'd like to do something more exciting that I haven't done before. And surfing is at the top of my list. It's quite challenging, I know. I'll need to learn a lot, and it's not going to be easy, like anything you do for the first time. But I'm ready to have a go. If you want to do something very much, I think you should try it.
Speaker C. I've been playing football and volleyball since high school. I used to be very shy and reserved, but these games helped greatly improve my social skills. The thing is that when playing together, you have to interact and get along with other members of the group. Everybody wants to win, so all members have to cooperate with one another to achieve the common goal of winning. That is something that you cannot learn from an individual sport. Speaker D.
I first tried diving only a year ago, but now I'm really into it. It's amazing to experience the underwater world, so different from ours and truly wonderful. Diving looks simple. However, it's not as easy and safe as it looks. The sudden loss of oxygen is probably the biggest threat. It's also dangerous to rise quickly to the surface or just dive in an unfamiliar place. However, with proper precautions, diving can open up a whole new world far from the stresses of daily life.
Speaker E. I reckon all athletes are real-life superheroes. We look at these super people and admire the types of things they can do with their bodies that ordinary people can't. They look great. They can do amazing things. And you want to look somewhat the same and follow their example. Many athletes show incredible determination in their everyday lives. This serves as an inspiration to young people. Or at least they can motivate you to finally join a gym and never miss workouts. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about sport. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A. I'm not athletic at all, though I used to go swimming. Now I just do it for fun and for exercise. And it seems boring to me as a spectator. However, if there's a football match on, here I am in front of the screen, afraid to miss a minute of it. I don't play it, but that doesn't really matter. I do my best not to miss a single match. Quite often, my friends and I go to the stadium to support Liverpool, my all-time favourite team. We always wear our red scarves and sing the team songs. Speaker B.
Swimming has been something that I have done all my life, and also a bit of water polo and diving. All these are really good sports. However, Now I'd like to do something more exciting that I haven't done before. And surfing is at the top of my list. It's quite challenging, I know. I'll need to learn a lot, and it's not going to be easy, like anything you do for the first time. But I'm ready to have a go. If you want to do something very much, I think you should try it.
Speaker C. I've been playing football and volleyball since high school. I used to be very shy and reserved, but these games helped greatly improve my social skills. The thing is that when playing together, you have to interact and get along with other members of the group. Everybody wants to win, so all members have to cooperate with one another to achieve the common goal of winning. That is something that you cannot learn from an individual sport. Speaker D.
I first tried diving only a year ago, but now I'm really into it. It's amazing to experience the underwater world, so different from ours and truly wonderful. Diving looks simple. However, it's not as easy and safe as it looks. The sudden loss of oxygen is probably the biggest threat. It's also dangerous to rise quickly to the surface or just dive in an unfamiliar place. However, with proper precautions, diving can open up a whole new world, far from the stresses of daily life.
Speaker E. I reckon all athletes are real-life superheroes. We look at these super people and admire the types of things they can do with their bodies that ordinary people can't. They look great. They can do amazing things. And you want to look somewhat the same and follow their example. Many athletes show incredible determination in their everyday lives. This serves as an inspiration to young people. Or at least they can motivate you to finally join a gym and never miss workouts. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Thank you for agreeing to take part in our survey. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad to help. Are you doing it for a research project?
Yes, it's part of our university course.
I understand. Go ahead. What would you like to ask about?
First, I need to write down your age, if you don't mind.
No, I don't. I'm 40.
Right. 40. What's your occupation? Do you work?
Yes, I'm a nurse. I work in a hospital.
It's a very important job, and a difficult one.
Yes, it's not easy, but I like it. My father is a surgeon, a really good one. When I was at school, I often went to his hospital, and I decided to be a nurse. It feels good to help people.
Right. And the next question is about your eating habits. What food do you usually prefer?
Oh, I'm not very particular about food. I eat everything. The only thing I cannot do without is chocolate. I always have chocolate for dessert, though there's a wide choice of different desserts in our cafe, from fruit salads to all sorts of cakes and pies.
I see. You should have been born in Belgium, where chocolate is very popular.
But I was born in Australia. And to tell you the truth, I'm missing my native country, its nature and people. I can't go there often. It's too far away.
I understand. Australian people usually enjoy all sorts of outdoor activities. Windsurfing is extremely popular, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But I've never gone surfing. The best holiday activity for me is camping.
Is it?
Yes, my colleagues and I often go camping. It's fun and a great recreational activity. I feel like a new person after our camping trips.
And what else do you do when you have free time? Do you enjoy cooking or assembling puzzles?
No, I don't. As for my hobby, I'd say it's painting. I don't paint very often, but I like it. I just started to work with watercolors. The technique is new to me, but it's amazing.
Okay, thank you. One more question. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Thank you for agreeing to take part in our survey. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad to help. Are you doing it for a research project?
Yes, it's a part of our university course.
I understand. Go ahead. What would you like to ask about?
First, I need to write down your age, if you don't mind.
No, I don't. I'm 40.
Right. 40. What's your occupation? Do you work?
Yes, I'm a nurse. I work in a hospital.
It's a very important job, and a difficult one.
Yes, it's not easy, but I like it. My father is a surgeon, a really good one. When I was at school, I often went to his hospital, and I decided to be a nurse. It feels good to help people.
Right. And the next question is about your eating habits. What food do you usually prefer?
Oh, I'm not very particular about food. I eat everything. The only thing I cannot do without is chocolate. I always have chocolate for dessert, though there's a wide choice of different desserts in our cafe, from fruit salads to all sorts of cakes and pies.
I see. You should have been born in Belgium, where chocolate is very popular.
But I was born in Australia. And to tell you the truth, I'm missing my native country, its nature and people. I can't go there often. It's too far away.
I understand. Australian people usually enjoy all sorts of outdoor activities. Windsurfing is extremely popular, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But I've never gone surfing. The best holiday activity for me is camping.
Is it?
Yes, my colleagues and I often go camping. It's fun and a great recreational activity. I feel like a new person after our camping trips.
And what else do you do when you have free time? Do you enjoy cooking or assembling puzzles?
No, I don't. As for my hobby, I'd say it's painting. I don't paint very often, but I like it. I just started to work with watercolors. The technique is new to me, but it's amazing.
Okay, thank you. One more question. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.